Don Kendall and Angela Anderson met by chance about a year ago at a soccer match.
I go to a church in Weston that collects furniture and various goods that are given to a refugee family. I have the task of delivering some furniture to a refugee family from Eritrea, and then afterwards went to this big picnic where soccer teams from Ghana and Congo and Afghanistan play one another at the annual ICON refugee picnic. So that's where I met Angela.
Kendall is a highly successful entrepreneur. Anderson runs ICON, the International Institute of Connecticut, a nearly 100-year-old non-profit that provides services to immigrants. Both saw the meeting as an opportunity.
Immigrants built the United States, and I have a personal interest in helping immigrants create better lives for themselves.
I explained to him what my strategic vision was for the organization, and he explained it back to me, maybe in a different dialect, but in a way that I was like, yeah, that's exactly what we need to do.
Kendall's new organization, Social Venture Partners, is now working with ICON to test out a hypothesis that business acumen can change the paradigm for nonprofits. To understand how they went about it, let's back up a bit and tell you about each organization.
What kind of papers?
This is the front office of ICON in Bridgeport, where Luis Ortiz and Jennifer Velez are helping a client who's called up with a question over the immigration status of her children.
She wants to change her address?
Her son changed her address. His address.
That's fine, as long as she doesn't change
her address. As long as you don't change your address, it's fine.
The mission of ICON is to help immigrants towards self-sufficiency. With three offices around Connecticut, it reaches about 7,000 individuals a year. The majority of its funding is the classic nonprofit mix of grants and donations, but it does also have a business that generates revenue.
One of the core programs that we run is a legal assistance program, and we have both attorneys and immigration counselors on staff who are very well versed in immigration law.
When clients come in for that kind of assistance, they're charged a fee, and that business model within the nonprofit attracted the interest of Don Kendall.
At the end of the year, they break even on that business. But it's not a business that is costing foundations or costing donors any money. And I was excited about the potential.
Kendall grew up in Greenwich, the son of a CEO of the Pepsi Corporation. In his 20s, he branched out on his own, founded a series of businesses, and grew two of them into billion-dollar companies.
When we moved back here, I started looking around for ways to make a difference in my local backyard. Connecticut, Fairfield County in particular, has an enormous reservoir of business talent. I guess I have the belief that people who have been successful at some point want to start giving back.
The model he chose was an organization called Social Venture Partners. It began in Seattle in the late 90s, dreamt up by former executives at Microsoft.
What SVP provides for people with a business background is an opportunity to give their money, but also give their time.
SVP members work closely with the nonprofits they fund, opening up the books to find ways to help them maximize their efficiency. The problem for most nonprofits, says Kendall, is they spend so much time and resources on raising funds, their potential for growth is limited.
Eventually, when you're growing a nonprofit, you tap out. You tap all of your resources, and you can't raise money beyond a certain scale. And the number of nonprofits that break through is a small number.
He points to Teach for America as one nonprofit with a charitable business model that's been able to grow itself to sustainable scale. Kendall says he believes ICON has a bright future because while it must keep its fees for legal services low, there's likely to be more demand.
With immigration reform being sort of on the national agenda, we thought that there was an opportunity potentially for ICON to grow dramatically.
Meanwhile, Anderson says that working with Kendall and SVP has changed her approach to her job.
It made our strategy go from kind of a vision to a real plan that I feel completely confident that we're going to be able to execute.
Don Kendall started the Connecticut chapter of SVP with 12 partners, who between them set up an investment fund of $150,000. In the year since its founding, it's now grown to 20 partners and is actively seeking more. Harriet Jones, WNPR News.